Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 4th of October. It's US Employment Report Friday, the monthly celebration of dubious data that still carries considerable weight in the financial markets. An accurate view of the state of the US labour market has to rely on a broader range of data than just the non-farm payroll survey, which fewer companies participate in nowadays. The pattern at the moment is what it's been all year. Companies are slower to hire, but they're not keen to fire. The absolutely critical consequence of this is that the fear of unemployment remains low. That is how consumption remains relatively stable, in particular for middle-income consumers. US average hourly earnings may get some additional attention, and the old mantra is worth repeating. Average earnings are not wages, and wages are not wage costs. There's now quite a lot of evidence that people have been trading up in terms of job quality, especially as flexible working has freed childcare providers from geographical constraints. That means that average earnings will rise as more people move into higher paid professions. It does not mean that the wage costs of any profession necessarily goes up. Indeed, wage cost growth could be restrained in some cases by the shifting labour supply, meaning a rise in average hourly earnings lowers wage cost growth. A more immediate inflation focus is the move higher in oil prices. This is not, of course, an economically determined move, but one that lies in the political sphere. US President Biden appeared to suggest that military strikes against Iranian oil facilities were being considered, although the US Pentagon has since seemed to downplay that possibility. The concern was enough to move the oil markets, as investors have had a relatively low probability ascribed to such an event. This is one of those market moves that depends on political comment and events on the ground. It is essentially unpredictable. The longer nothing happens, the more likely it is that the risk premium will fade. There have been a few developments on the periphery of investor concerns. More details emerged of the French government's proposed temporary tax increases, focusing on higher income households and larger companies. There's a great deal of stress on the temporary nature of these taxes, although it should be noted that the fiscal deficit goes on year after year. Meanwhile, in the United States, the East Coast port strike has been suspended until January, after 3 days of strike action. 3 days of inactivity covering about a quarter of US trade is not going to be a meaningful disruption. It might create a little noise in one or two economic data points. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.